For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulmus. Last night, it was the NFL debut for Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy, and it started off not great.
McCarthy looking left. That's a terrible, terrible pass, and it's going to be a pick six for the Chicago Bears. It's former Viking Nashawn Wright. Touchdown, Chicago Bears. McCarthy telegraphed that from a mile away, and it's 16-6. Chicago.
Paul Allen last night on KFN and the Vikings radio network, but something clicked from that point forward because McCarthy and the Vikings went on to score 21 straight points all in the fourth quarter to stun the Bears 27-24 and get the victory out of Soldier Field.
You know, you never want to earn wisdom that way, but it just brought me straight back to TCU when I had that first one early on in the game and then the second one later. And, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, it sucks. It's one of the worst things you could do as a quarterback, but you can't do anything about it. You got to focus on the next play.
They voted him a captain. They clearly see something in him. We do as well. This is one game. He did an unbelievable job leading his team back to win. It was a total team effort, but we will use this as a major, major growth moment. And we got a short week and got to get ready to go.
That's Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell, along with his quarterback J.J. McCarthy. He threw two touchdowns in the victory and rushed for another one as he takes down his NFL debut. Vikings are 1-0 on the season. They'll host the Falcons next Sunday night at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Twins won last night 12-3 in Anaheim. It was a homecoming for Royce Lewis. Playing in front of family and friends in Southern California, he had a pair of two-run homers.
Oh, it was the best night ever. It was awesome. You know, you can't write this stuff up. You can't make it up. It's so amazing, and I'm just blessed to have that opportunity.
Game 2 is tonight. Kevin Faulmus, MNN Sports.